I know the spread the ball philosophy here, get it to the guy that's open. Mm-hmm. Hard not to notice, though, that you got four guys. There's 8 to 10 catches on third down these guys have made. You know, so being able to spread the ball on that down, it's kind of, if you could kind of link those together, how important it is on that specific down to really keep people off guard by doing that.
Yep. I think the most important thing for us on every down, and it extends to third down, is to try to put our players in position to do something that they do well, because we think that if they're doing something that they feel confident in and we know that they could succeed doing, and then the coverage dictates that we need to go there with the ball, we trust the quarterback to read the coverage and then go to the right person or the matchup that we're looking for based on what we see, and then we hopefully have the guys doing what they do the best. And we don't really care. We don't discriminate about who gets the ball on third down. We're just looking to try to do the right thing. Tommy's done a nice job of that. And the two young guys did a good job of that when they were in there too. So our philosophy really doesn't change. You know, it's putting those guys out there in positions to do something that they do well and then try to get them the ball when it's their turn.
So it's three quarterbacks this year, 8 games, no interceptions.
Yep.
A lot of times you go back, you look at it, like, okay, maybe should have been one, they drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like I've seen many of those after reviewing 8 games. It seems like there's been a lot of good decision-making on the part of your three, not one, but three guys.
Yeah. I think that says a lot about how much they care about the most important statistic in football, which is, you know, taking care of the ball. Coach has talked about that since the first day of OTAs. We stress it every day in practice. We stress it every week during our preparation for each opponent. And the quarterback touches it more than everybody else. So it's their responsibility to make sure that if they're throwing it or handing it, you know, to somebody, that they get it to that person and that the defense doesn't have an opportunity to touch it or take it away. The credit goes to them. They've made good decisions. There's been some situations that, you know, there's been pressure or something has been wrong or we've made a mistake here or there. But we always tell them, you know, you can save everybody else. Everybody else can't save you. You know, if you make a mistake and turn the ball over, you know, the left guard isn't going to do anything about that, you know. But if something else happens, which it always does in football because it's an imperfect game, the quarterback is usually the person that you need to trust and put faith in that he's going to take care of the ball at the end of the play, and those guys have done a nice job so far. We need to continue to do that.
You know, Bill got asked yesterday about Tom's the deep ball ability. Statistically, he's hitting like 70% of these deep balls. And, I don't know, you kind of look at those things maybe as a just wondering what your thoughts are on it, because I know so much can change when the ball's in the air that long. It might be a good decision when you throw it,
and yeah,
something happens when it's up there for 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, I think that statistic is a team stat. I really do. You know, there's so many things that go into how effective you are in every area of the game statistically. You know, there's a lot of guys that have to block on those plays and keep people away from the pocket. We haven't been under duress significantly on some of those plays that we've had an opportunity to throw the ball down the field, which always helps. You know, if you can follow through and, you know, read the coverage out, you know, the line deserves a lot of credit for that, the tight ends, the backs. You know, on a couple of those the other day, they blitzed, you know, and James White standing in there blocking for 3 or 4 seconds and did a good job of sorting out some of those pressures. And then the guys that are going down the field are running good routes when they have their opportunities, and then tracking the ball, you know, when it's 40, 50 yards down the field, that's not an easy thing to do either. You know, you have to try to beat your man. You have to try to run the route, be where you're supposed to be, and then you have to find the ball and go get it. So, you know, I think that's a team statistic. I think Tom's certainly taking advantage of some of his opportunities that we've had, and hopefully we can continue to do that. I would also acknowledge that, you know, when you do those types of things, part of that is that, you know, you got to trust the guys down the field to make the smart play when they maybe can't get the ball. And I thought Hogan made a great play the other day. I think Edelman had another chance too, where we tried a couple down the field and their defender was in a better position than we were, and we went up there and knocked the ball away. And that's something that Coach O'Shea teaches. Coach Dayball teaches it as well. And, you know, if we can do that for each other, then you feel more confident about trying to take advantage of another opportunity the next time because you trust your teammate's going to do that and protect the ball.
And speaking of Thomas, I mean, I think everyone in New England's seen what he's done already, I mean, nationally, but I think still there's this level of amazement that after 4 weeks he can just drop in. And maybe play as good a stretch as he's ever played.
Tommy just is consistent. You know, that's the thing. You know, he prepares as hard as he ever has. You know, there's he doesn't leave any stone unturned. Takes care of his body, gets his rest. Comes out there and takes advantage of every minute in practice that he can to try to work with his teammates and get better and really learn the game plan to go out there and execute and practice on the practice field, because we believe that. I mean, whatever we do in practice, our execution in practice is probably going to carry over into the game, good or bad. And, you know, we've had an opportunity to go out there and work hard together. We've got a great group that practices really hard. And they do a lot of good things in practice, and then I think some of those things are carrying over to the games, and that doesn't surprise me. You know, when you work hard and you try to do things right, I think you give yourself a chance to have some success, and our group's certainly done that so far.
Rob Gronkowski now holds the franchise touchdown record. Outside of his obvious measurables, what makes him that guy capable of doing that?
Rob's a, you know, he's a multifaceted player. You know, he gets a lot of credit for the receiving part of his game, but I think we have great admiration and respect for Rob's game in every area. We ask him to block a lot, and he does a good job of that in our running game, our protections, allowing other people to get out in the routes and do some things. And then he takes advantage of his opportunities. The thing I enjoy the most about Rob is how unselfish he is, how happy he is for the team's success. Nobody's more excited when somebody else scores a touchdown or makes a first down than Rob. And that says a lot about him individually. You know, he's totally a team first person. Whatever we ask of him, that's what he's going to embrace that week. And he's always prepared and ready to go physically and mentally. And we trust him, and he makes the most of his opportunities.
Is part of it his chemistry with Tom, or is that overrated?
No, I think every receiver, every player that's going to get the ball from the quarterback, you'd like to have chemistry with them. The passing game is an intricate thing. You know, there's a lot of reading the coverage going on. There's a lot of route detail. There's a lot of things we ask of those skilled players, and the quarterback's trust that they're going to do it right based on what he's seeing is really an important factor. And so I think Rob has developed that over many years with Tom. We have a lot of other guys that I would say are in that same boat. You know, and so, you know, that's always an important ingredient to the passing game.
We heard earlier this year, Bill was saying that, you know, he usually doesn't get a sense of his team until about, you know, mid to late October this season, obviously. Are you now just getting a sense of what your offense is capable of doing and the type of calls you can, you know, the type of things you can call from the playbook and what the guys are capable of doing?
Yeah, I think that's always a... I think you're always growing. I know, you know, you've got a lot of evidence so far. You know, I mean, you got 8 games and, you know, entire training camp, 4 preseason games. That's a lot of football we've played and practiced. So I think you have a good idea of the things you do. But I think there's also, this is a great opportunity for us at the bye week to really identify some things that we can improve in, and then also identify some things that we need to tweak or compliment, you know, maybe something we've shown a lot of and now we need to try to build off of that, you know. And the National Football League season is long and there's a lot of tape, and sometimes things that are working early in the season have a tendency to kind of taper off as you go through the year, because there's a lot of good coaches and good players that are studying you. So I think we have a good feeling on what we've done so far. I think we're going to take a hard look the next 3 days here of what we can do to try to make it better. I think our players, the thing that I enjoy the most about our team offensively is the way that they come in and work each day. We couldn't ask for more. They have a great attitude, a great mindset. They're excited to be there. They work well together. They really, really love each other in terms of, you know, the relationships we have in our room, which means a lot, you know, because it's a lot easier to work with guys that you appreciate and like than it is the other thing. So I think they're excited to, you know, see what we have the next couple of days here, and then, you know, move forward in the second half of the season.